All right, today we have, again, a very special guest. I brought in a true expert to talk about a really important topic, something that I think is on everybody's mind recently, because we do have a lot of single friends. Say hello real quick.
Hello.
What we're going to talk about today is guy etiquette. Guy etiquette. Pre, post, during, hookup.
That's a good topic of conversation. I don't think I should be qualified as the expert, though.
As I should talk about myself.
Okay, good. Because I really don't want to be regarded as...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You,
no.
I'm older than you, so you've really been my disciple.
Definitely.
So the question that we basically had was, what happens, what do you do when you're out together, okay, and let's say we're two guys, and we meet somebody, and you, let's say you come in the same car, you go to a club.
Okay.
You're in the same car, and one of us meets somebody.
Well, I mean, it all depends, because what is the destination afterwards that you guys want to get to?
Let's say we're not really sure yet.
Same car usually hinders the play a lot because one guy's got to tag along.
Would you recommend then that
separate
always
cars.
Two cars?
I would always say separate cars.
Always.
It's,
even if there's no chance.
You know, we're not equal friendly in this case, and I think it's just better that people can part their ways when needed.
Okay. Well, let's for the purposes of this scenario, we take one car.
Okay.
We go somewhere, I meet somebody, we're just hanging out. I don't really know exactly what's going to happen.
Okay.
What should happen? And I ask her, hey, I'm going to go eat with my friend. Do you want to come along? What do you say to that?
You're asking her to come along?
I'm asking her to come along.
Well, the wingman should usually, I would say, just make small talk and tag along. And usually stay in the background of conversations until he can be let go and dropped off somewhere.
But it's your car.
He should sacrifice the car.
What, the wingman should give up his car? So if I was the wingman, I should give you my car?
Well, pending being dropped off at somewhere where you are comfortable being dropped off, or...
Would you ever make this move, for example... We meet a girl, and you drove the car, and you're like, oh, I'm really tired. Excuse me, Sally.
Mm-hmm.
Can you take my friend John home? Do you see what I'm saying? You're kind of setting me up for her to take me home.
That's a good setup. See, that would make you a great wingman right there.
So you would do that. That's something that's acceptable.
That is acceptable. If it's already made clear by the friend that, you know, he wants to go home with her and she's comfortable with it.
Okay.
Because that gives you space and gives the player guy, you know, his room to make his move.
Okay. Do you want to detail perhaps something that had happened recently to the two of us and how we should react to that?
I don't.
Sometimes, you know, let's say I'm visiting you from out of town.
Okay.
And we decide that we go out and maybe I meet somebody. And I'm staying at your house, but like I just met this nice young girl, and maybe I want to take her back, and we want to hang out a little bit, and kind of just, you know.
I think it all depends on the relationship that you have with your guy friend, and if it's someone close to you, I think it's okay, but if it's just, you know, just a casual friend, then that should never be done.
So I'm curious, how close do you have to be? Close enough where you would feel comfortable doing it at their house?
Yes.
That's a good...
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Although, let's say...
Usually hooking up at someone else's place isn't really recommended, because it's rude.
And by hooking up, we mean holding hands. Right?
Yeah.
Of course.
Holding hands.
So, what about us with a female friend? A female friend is visiting us from out of town.
And she brings a guy over?
Nothing. Negatory?
Oh, that's
impossible.
That's impossible.
That's, even if they're...
Opposite sex cannot bring someone else over.
Wow. So, even if they're like... The best friend in the world.
I would say no, because you don't want a guy anywhere in your apartment doing his thing to your best friend girl. Say,
yeah, that's uncomfortable.
Right? That's very uncomfortable.
Okay.
Can you picture that? I mean, imagine...
I've never had that happen, and I hope to never have that happen.
I think I've had that close to happen.
Really? Where a female friend brought over a guy?
I think so.
Well, okay. Well, let's talk about permission. If they ask you, if they come around and they say, hey, by the way, like, I know I'm staying in your house and it's kind of whack, but like, I really like this girl. Do you mind if we, you know, come back to your place for a little bit?
That would actually be very courteous, but it would almost in every case never happen.
Why is that?
Because I think when they're in the mood,
you can't stop it.
You can't. But it should be up to the guy to make the conscious decision whether to go that far or not. Right? Because, I mean, he is a guest at your house.
Right. But don't you think sometimes in the spirit of just, we're good friends, like...
You know, speaking of which, I actually was in a situation once, a long time ago.
In your youth?
In my youth.
What happened?
Where the same friend was actually with his girlfriend at the time. And we had gone somewhere. It was just the three of us. I was the third wheel.
Okay.
And I think I actually even picked him up. And I picked both of them up from somewhere. And for some reason, they were both sitting in the back of the car. And they just started making out while I drove them.
Wow.
It was actually very uncomfortable.
That's a true story. And
very true story.
That's very uncomfortable.
This was probably high school.
Oh.
Yeah. Go figure. And then afterwards, we dropped the girl off after, you know,
yeah,
I chauffeured them home as they made out.
Yeah.
And I turned around and I was like, really? And he said, dude, I'm sorry. It's just in the moment. And this was granted in my car.
Right.
Who
was in the front seat?
No one.
Nope.
No one. I was definitely just the driver.
You were like the chauffeur.
I was the chauffeur.
If I were to pull that trick on you now, what would happen to our friendship?
I would drop you off wherever it started and never pick you up.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
You know what, actually? I have another great story with the same friend.
Please, bring
it. It's amazing
bring
how
it,
it's the same
it.
Friend.
Okay, bring it.
But see, I actually didn't know it happened. But
I've had one of those stories.
I was told that something happened.
Yeah.
Afterwards. And it was actually in the movies. And
in the movie?
It was in the movie theater.
You guys were sitting in separate rows?
No, we were sitting in the same row.
Oh, God.
And, something happened, like, pretty detailed.
Right.
And then
right.
I was told afterwards. And I don't know how to take that. It was kind of just...
Have you ever done something like that?
It was numbing.
Have you ever done something like that? Probably. I mean,
put someone in an uncomfortable situation like that?
I mean, when you're in the moment, sometimes things happen.
I don't know. I'd like to believe I have self-control.
I mean, to be honest, I've hung out with you in a variety of environments. I've never seen you... No, I've never even seen you really make out with somebody in public in front of me.
Thank you.
And I'm very...
See, because it's the myth.
I'm very
suspicious. The myth is larger than the man sometimes.
A lot of things are larger
than the
man.
The greatest lie ever told... What was the devil? The devil's greatest lie ever told is the truth?
I don't remember. It was not being invisible
or
gone. But, I mean... Okay, so, I mean, you're very discreet. Which is nice.
I don't like to make people feel uncomfortable. It's not... I don't think it's one of my things.
I appreciate that.
You know?
I appreciate that. Okay. Well, we're going to switch topics real quick. But let me check
all right.
All right. And we're back. And... Now, this is something that I feel like really disturbed us. Why don't you set the scene about what happens?
What do you mean?
With our guy friends. I mean, you had a little commentary about our guy friends.
I did. Our guy group of friends are pretty much wallflowers when they go to a club. It's not pathetic, but it definitely is totally opposite of the whole mentality for, you know, most guys out there going out to a club to, you know, meet girls and hook up.
Right.
And so when we go out to a club... Usually, there's a lot of standing around.
Like, we could go 7, 8, 10 deep with our guy friends, and nobody's trying to talk to any girls.
No, because I don't think that's just not our nature, or, you know, the majority mentality of these guys in our group.
Right. So, when something does happen, for example, on the off chance I meet a girl, or you meet one, or somebody else does... We kind of turn to giddy schoolgirls where...
We do, and it's very annoying, actually, to a lot to allow that to happen, because it's a hindrance to one's game, I think.
We need to change our etiquette.
I believe so. I'd like that to happen today.
Okay, well, what kind of things do we need to change?
For the future of the single men in our group.
Tonight, we must change it. There's a lot of single men in our group.
Exactly. And I think the only way we can help them find their, you know, true love at a club is through correcting our actions.
You know, the more I think about it, the more I think about
there should be a list that we need to, you know, send out to these guys.
There should be a list. Let's start some of those items now. You had mentioned before that none of us are good wingmen. We're actually terrible wingmen.
We are. You can actually make good small talk, and I'll give you that.
Thank you.
You're very good at small talk. But given the chance or opportunity, you never approach, you know, the hunt with other hunters.
You're kind of like
at the dinner party making small talk, but you're never there cooking. You know,
what does cooking involve? I gotta grab somebody and,
you know, cooking could be, you know, just approaching the girl or buying the drink or anything like that.
Oh, you want me to be the man in front?
You
want me to be the first person to talk
to
the girl?
No, you don't even have to be. You could be the sous chef.
Okay.
See?
The sous chef meaning that,
not just the diner.
Well, who among our friends has been your best wingman? And what makes him so good? And we can't talk about that one friend, because he doesn't really need a wingman. We have one friend who's pretty good.
He's very good.
So he doesn't count, because he's not even a wingman. Because sometimes
he's a whole team.
So let's talk about somebody who's actually a wingman. Do we have any of those who are good at it? Like, what qualities are you looking for? If you could build your perfect wingman, tell me.
Back in the day,
when you were young.
When I was young, if I could have had my perfect wingman, that's a good question. They would definitely be as aggressive as, no, not as me,
right,
like me, but they would be aggressive and have the mentality that they want to dine tonight.
Oh.
Right? Yeah. Because our guys don't go out with that mentality that, you know, tonight's the night, I want to eat a good meal.
This analogy bothers me. Yeah, we don't want to dine. In fact,
Okay, let's change the analogy.
Well, no, it's fine. It's a good analogy. I mean, we don't even really want to. All we really want to do is look at the brunch.
Yeah.
And not even.
Because, yeah.
And that really hurts.
It does hurt.
Okay.
So, I mean, I think that's
aggressiveness.
I want aggressiveness.
What else do you want? Small talk? I have
small
that.
Talk is good.
Small talk.
No poking around if you're not going to do anything. So if you don't have anything good to say, or if you don't want to, you know, join into the hunt, then don't poke around.
Nope. Okay, so basically what you're saying is that if they're going to be around, they got to be useful, they got to say something good, they got to do something good.
Exactly. They can't just, you know, sit on the sidelines.
And sort of giggle and laugh and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, that's no good.
Okay.
NG, no good.
Now, you're a good wingman.
I don't know. I've never been given that situation to be a good wingman.
Really?
Maybe like once or twice, but I don't really remember it. So I can't say if I'm
a
good wingman or not.
My wingman.
That's because you don't have that mentality. You know? You don't want to eat.
That's true. That's true. Okay, well, so. Would you want, say, instead of, I know we're all bad wingmen, but a wing woman
is great
for you. It's amazing.
I've had some really great wing women.
It's easier though.
Oh, definitely. Wing women can approach the situation and know what you want, and they can actually execute on exactly your needs, and they know exactly when to leave too.
Are you looking for the same things that a wing woman is a wing man? Not really.
I would actually take a wing woman over a wing man.
Of course, that's because you had such bad experiences with us. I mean, you hung out with other men who are not like us, right?
True.
And clearly, they are good wingmen.
They are good wingmen.
And what do they do?
Actually, you know what? I haven't hung out with any good wingmen.
You haven't?
No, only one. But he's like a power pellet.
I think that if you had not forgotten your ID once in Vegas, you maybe could have learned a lot. On that weekend?
I learned a lot in one night. But, you know, observation is key.
Observation.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I feel like if we went out nowadays,
mm-hmm.
how would you structure it? I mean, let's say you have to give us a pregame speech about, we're all here,
whew,
there's 6-7 of us, we're all...
I want you to know that I'm there for you.
No. I want you to give us, not the inspirational speech, but the instructional speech. What are we doing? Like, say, you do this, you do this.
There's got to be a signal. If you need help, you know, if there's some girl there, and you're in the situation, and she's got someone else, you know, that needs some distraction, then you should automatically be there distracting that girl's friend and, you know, taking a bullet.
So you're distracting.
Mm-hmm.
For example,
you can distract.
You're talking to somebody, and she's got a friend who kind of looks bored. I got to step up, talk to her, and not just talk to her, but I got to engage.
You got to pretend like you want to close her, even if you don't want to close her. Even if it's the worst close in the world, you got to pretend like you want to do it. Because the moment that friend whines and says she wants to go, then it's game over for you.
Then it's over.
Or the moment the girl that you're talking to sees that her friend is bored, then she'll pull away from you and leave.
So we've lost.
To keep her friend company.
Wow. What if there's two friends?
What do you mean? There's two girls?
It's like you're talking to the one,
mm-hmm.
and there's two other girls. What do I do? I'm outnumbered.
Usually it's okay, because those two can keep each other company. But if it's a single girl, then, you know, it's pretty hard.
Hmm. So it's just that single girl.
Numbers is very important. You got to evaluate that.
So at this point... thinking of all of our San Diego friends or whatever friends, all of our friends from college, all of our friends everywhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe more specifically.
You know, there's actually one friend up in San Francisco who I think would be a great wingman.
I think we're thinking of the same person.
He can dance.
He can dance.
He's got a great smile.
Great smile.
And he knows how to make small talk. And I think he goes for the kill sometimes, too. Actually, maybe not.
Does he go for the kill?
But he can drink.
He can drink.
He can definitely drink, and he has a great time. You know, he's a good wingman.
We should actually...
He is a very good wingman.
I think he... Another thing is that I feel like his personality is suited to be a wingman.
It is. And he can actually be... He can be the Rick Hunter.
And he would really help. I think he'd really help himself being a good wingman.
It might. You know? He's one of the few out there that I would count on.
So you want to take him under your wing and train him?
I think he already is trained. He just doesn't know.
Is there anything you want to tell him now?
You have the skills, my friend. You just need to believe in yourself.
Does the wingman have to dance?
No, not even.
No.
Not even.
But that would help.
It would help.
What if your wingman was like an embarrassing dancer?
Then that would not help.
So anything that's just bad.
Anything bad should just be, you know, X'd out.
Do you think this is why you roll solo a lot? Because
back in the
our wingmen
yes.
suck?
Yes.
And we don't know what to do?
Back in the day, I would roll solo because, A, I didn't want you guys tagging along and being little girls. B, I could do whatever I want.
That's true.
And C, there's no backlash, so, you know, my actions. I don't need you guys, you know, harping on me or anything like that.
I feel like what happens is that you weren't always like this, but over the years, as you've received no support, you've sort of become a one-man army.
It's like a one-man wolf pack. It is a one-man wolf pack, and, you know, I've come to realize that.
You become a solo hunter, like a tiger.
I'm a one-man wolf
versus
pack.
A wolf.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
It's
okay.
Evolution.
Evolution.
Survival of the fittest, you know? You gotta do what you gotta do.
Let's see. I guess I'm not a wolf nor a tiger.
You are more like a sheep.
I'm like a sheep.
You have to be taken to places. You can bat all day long with the other sheeps, but
thanks. I hope to change that.
You have yet to become a wolf.
Do you have anything else to add for wingmen everywhere?
Be true.
Be true.